Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 to join us. A third clue for Hugh's Clues coming later this hour, unless you guys get it before then. A couple clues out there for you. A pair of tickets, the HBCU Swingman Classic coming your way for the winner today. That game tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Citizens Bank Park. The All-Star festivities begin. We're excited for it all this weekend into the beginning of next week. By the way, I think the National League is waiting on full go-aheads from Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber to name the full home run derby field for Monday night. Because, Hugh, they've announced the four American League players that are in the home run derby. It's Caglione, Wilson Contreras, Ben Rice, and Caminero. They're all in. They haven't said anything about the NL guys. So I think they're waiting on the go-aheads from Bryce and Schwarber. We'll keep an eye on that and when we get some news there. And, of course, all your calls on Mattingly. Do you think he's locked to be the manager next year? And would you trade Embiid for Anthony Davis to entice LeBron James? I would. But, Hugh, I've been following something over the past week or so. ESPN is putting out their rankings, and this is when they talk to executives, right? This is not just like, you know, some guy. Mm-hmm. Right? This is people around the NFL ranking the players at each position. So, just to catch everyone up, Saquon came in third at running back behind Bijan and Jahmyr Gibbs. No problem with that. In fact, I was wondering where Saquon would come in because he fell last year, right, compared to the year before. But he came in third among running backs. Both Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean made the top 10 at corner. We did not have a pass rusher within the top 10, which is not surprising, right? We don't have that one guy on the edge. But today was defensive tackles. And, Hugh, I got to tell you, I was a little surprised at how the list came out. And it also got me wondering about a guy we talk about a lot. So here's the defensive tackle list, according to ESPN. Number one, Leonard Williams, Seattle Seahawks. Number two, Jeffrey Simmons, who just got his new huge contract a couple of days ago, right? The $105 million deal, Tennessee Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Carter at number three. I'm going to let you hear what they said about him in a second. Chris Jones, four. Derek Brown, five. Quinnen Williams, six. Dexter Lawrence, seven. Zach Allen from the Broncos, eight.
Quinnen Williams. You said six.
Six.
Okay. No, I was just like, okay. No, I was just playing it over my head. Gotcha.
Milton Williams, the ex-Eagle, obviously Patriot now, number nine.
Hmm.
Jordan Davis, number 10. But here's what caught my attention in what they wrote about Jalen Carter. So Jalen Carter came in, got the third most votes, got number three on this list. But so here's what was written. Quote, he's a problem, a veteran NFL defensive coach said, a game wrecker. You feel his presence out there. But then the story continues. Some evaluators argued, however, that was not the case on every snap. A few voters said Carter is not the best defensive lineman on his own team, opting for Jordan Davis instead. Quote, he flashes 10 times a game, but gets dragged far too often by average players, an NFL coordinator said. Hugh, your reaction to Jalen Carter? Three. Jordan Davis, 10. But really what was said about Jalen Carter there was some people were like, eh, he's not quite as great as some other people think.
I don't know. Drag is kind of strong.
It is.
This is how I look at Jalen Carter. That's okay. Say I'm gonna use an analogy here, and I hope you can follow me. Say if you see a pit bull in a lot that's off the leash, and you see its physical presence and everything. You don't know that dog from a can of paint, so you don't know what that dog's gonna do. That's kind of what Jalen Carter is. He has all the physical attributes to get it done. You just don't know if today is going to be the day.
Right.
And the reason why I say that, because I think back to when I was in Atlanta and Rusty Manziel told me a story about how when he was at practice, Kirby Smart called him out. And then he just proceeded to wreck every offensive lineman that they had out there. They couldn't block him. He was unblockable. They had to shut the practice down because he was unblockable. And we've seen flashes of that. Jalen Carter's that pit bull. You know he has all the physical traits to wreak havoc if that's what they want to do, but they don't do it all the time. And that's the issue. And I can see the comparison to Jordan Davis or saying Jordan's a better player. Jordan's a harder worker.
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan's worked harder these last couple seasons to put himself in that position where he got a new contract and all this other stuff. And people question whether or not, you know, he was worth the pick that he got. He got his weight down. He stayed consistent last year. Jalen, the thing that I remember about Jalen last year, and this is sad to say, his biggest play was spitting on Dak.
You're right.
When you think about that, and that might be hyperbolic.
I don't think it is. At least it's the most memorable play he made last year.
Yeah, because that's what you're thinking. Because when you think of big plays, when you think of Jalen Carter, And I know you probably think about it. You think back to that Rams game in the Super Bowl, in the Super Bowl run.
Yeah, the sack and
when
the
he got
slapping
the sack and
Mahomes' face.
Yes,
yeah.
And you know, he had moments like that where you're looking like, this guy's going to be special. Last year, I think the biggest play that I remember is the one that I said, him spitting on Dak. And outside of that, you know, him playing and finding out his shoulders were messed up and him getting the procedure, the PRP to try to get his shoulders right. That's it.
So I think you're right on that. And as I've looked at the list, right, and I think he came in a fair spot. I think you could have put him a few spots lower based on last year. But when I read the quote from the evaluator saying that he gets dragged by average players too often, right, he has 10 or so flash plays again, then he gets dragged, it made me think that we overrate him. I think that we overrate Jalen Carter. I don't disagree with you, Hugh, that he has the talent in his body, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he could one day be a defensive player of the year kind of player. He could one day be the best defensive tackle in the NFL. He could one day put up the stats and kind of the production that a Chris Jones has in his career. He could. He hasn't yet. It's just the truth. Like, we talk about Jalen Carter sometimes as if he's done all of this already. He has not. You look at his career, you look at the three seasons. Nice first year, but he fell off at the end. Like, to me, look, hit a wall. Second year was incredible. That was like, wow, this is the guy maybe he could be. Postseason, you mentioned the Rams, sack of Stafford, the Super Bowl, awesome. Last year, there were injuries. He missed a game with a heel injury, shoulder issues, spit on Dak, did not produce down the stretch. I just feel like sometimes we talk about him as if he's already done it, but it hasn't. He hasn't really done it yet.
Well, you know what it is, Joe? It's because we remember him from that Super Bowl run.
Yes.
And how dominant he was. And he was prematurely anointed that dude, you know, because he was that dude. And we talked about the plays that he was making. And then we come back that next year, and it's kind of like, huh? And then, you know, you had the spit gate or whatever you want to call it. So that's kind of been it. It's there. That's probably the same reason why Eagles are kind of reluctant or hesitant, I should say, to sign him to a new deal. He has to prove that he can be that consistent guy that we think he is. He's a beast. No question about it. If he locked in and focused, put it like this. If he had Jordan Davis's work ethic, we'd be talking about him as a lock, as a Hall of Famer probably right now.
Well, and with that, because you just mentioned that this might be part of the reason the Eagles haven't given the money yet. Like, just think about it from this perspective. He was ranked the third best player in his position, and the Eagles could give him a new deal right now, and they haven't done it yet. Right?
Yeah.
That kind of gives you a sense of a lot.
And that's why when I listened to that list and I was thinking, a lot of those guys are there. They play well, but it's the potential. Because that's what you're talking about when you talk about Jalen Carter, the potential. He has the potential to be number one. Because when you talk about, Joe, think about it. We just sat here and we said one of his most memorable plays was spitting on somebody, and he's still the third-ranked D-tackle in the game. What does that tell you about his skill set or how he's thought about it in the NFL? I mean, that says a lot.
Well, it does. I mean, he could be that good. So the other thing I thought of as I saw the list was, my goodness, the 2024 Eagles were loaded. Three of the top 10 players at a position were on their team, which means one of those three, Jordan Davis, didn't even play starter snaps. I know he got better. Right? Davis that year wasn't as good as he is now. But like, just think about that. They had three of these players on their roster 2 years ago.
Interestingly enough, to this conversation, the Eagles only paid one of those three guys.
Jordan Davis. That's right of the three. That's the only one they paid.
Right.
I don't know. I wonder what that's like to watch film and see somebody as a coach, right? And look at them and say, damn, if only he would lock in.
Right.
If only, you know, because he's out there, you know, he's a man among boys. If only he would do this, or maybe if he took it a little serious. Like, I don't know what the conversation is being had, but I'm just recklessly speculating here, because for you to be the third best D tackle, and your numbers don't reflect that.
Mm-mm.
In a year where you talk about the dudes that are ahead of you had the numbers, and you're in front of Chris Jones,
who had the numbers.
Like, what does that tell you? What does that tell you? It's telling. It's just, I would be, if I was him, I would look at that and I would probably feel some kind of way. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not living, I have all the potential, I'm just not living up to it.
I think Eagles fans, or, you know, I won't even say Eagles fans, fans of every team, every sport, whatever. We do this thing where we're told how great this player has the potential to be. And then in our minds, if you see one flash of it,
he's there.
They're there.
Yeah.
We, you know, Flyers fans do this with Matvei Michkov. Like, you know, whenever it comes up, the idea of potentially trading him for a superstar at another position, it's like, no, well, like, you know, Michkov, like, how could you possibly trade Michkov? Right. Michkov has not reached that level yet in the NHL. Jalen Carter, while he has the potential to be the best defensive player in the league, he has not been. He just hasn't.
Nope.
And the entire time he's been in the NFL, has he had flashes? Yes. He's also had flashes of the obvious reasons why the Eagles haven't paid him. Like, we put polls up here just to illustrate how overrated he is, I think, by the fans. Mm. Would you be open to trading Jalen Carter? 73% no. Not even open to trading him. What would you rather do with Jalen Carter? Make him the highest paid defensive tackle in the NFL or trade him? 66% said make him the highest paid player or highest paid defensive player.
Right.
In the NFL.
The reaction is as if he's already there. He's already
right
there.
And but all you need to know is the Eagles haven't made him the highest paid defensive player in the NFL. They're probably going to make him play out this season. So
it feels like that's the case because we're barreling towards the beginning of the season.
Yeah. So the Eagles,
what's it, the 28th?
The Eagles disagree with your evaluation of Jalen Carter.
First practice is 28th. Yeah.
If you're one of those fans who think he's one of the best players already, the Eagles disagree.
Well, and that
because otherwise they would have paid him.
It's like, you know, the crazy part is that he can have the flashes of excellence, but also, like the quote said, get dragged by average offensive linemen.
Yeah, that's the one that got me dragged.
Because
strong
players of that caliber should never get dragged by average players. And at times, obviously, the tape says he does. 215-592-9494. You can react to this as well. Do we overrate Jalen Carter? I mean, he's obviously a wonderful talent, and there's a reason he is who he is and was drafted where he was, and he helped the Eagles win the Super Bowl. But I just keep thinking about his career, and it's like he's had 3 years. One of them has felt like, okay, this is the guy we talked about. The other two have felt a little choppier. But last year, he just didn't have a good year last year. I mean, he just did not. I mean, and then you also think about how much of it is physical. Like, there's a part of lock-in, but also, remember he had the shoulder procedure?
Mm-hmm.
You know, big people with bad shoulders, you kind of worry about that, right? They got to make sure he's healthy and the guy they want him to be. Let's go back to the phone lines. Frank in Galloway is up on WIP. Frank?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Frank.
So, the LeBron situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, I agree with you more, John. It is a little fetch. I mean, but you would be getting rid of Joel, which ultimately, and again, with all respect, you know, in a nice way, we do want to do. A lot of people want to do because it is best for the team for the long run. So I'd rather take my chances with Davis and to bring LeBron here. I mean, I don't think there's many other options, you know?
Well, I agree. I mean, in terms of enticing him, Frank, there's not. I mean, this would be he obviously has a relationship with AD. They won a championship together. And Frank, even if you kind of remove the LeBron thing to it, and you mentioned just moving off Embiid, I actually think Davis, if healthy, right, if both guys are healthy, the way Davis plays fits more on this kind of team than Embiid. Like, he's a defensive player more than an offensive player.
And that's probably what you need at this point.
Definitely. And what LeBron should be really thinking is this. If he goes to, say, Cleveland, and you got Harden there. We all know what his situations are, where he goes. Or if he goes to Miami, there's a chance he could be facing the Sixers in the playoffs and ultimately lose that series. So would he rather be on the team that's going to most likely win at the end of the season? Yeah, I think at this point, if he's playing the Sixers, that's pretty bad. You know, I hope that's not what's happening.
Me too. Yeah, it would seem so silly. Like, just go to the team you want to go to. Don't play the Sixers. Frank, what do you got for us? Hughes Clues, what's the answer?
Guys, I didn't catch it again today. I'm sorry. I'm in and out of work, so I didn't catch
you're
it.
A disaster,
I'm sorry. My
Frank.
Man, you. No disrespect.
No, you're good,
no,
man.
Good, Frank.
Hey, you got to get that money.
Yeah,
of course. That money.
Frank,
you,
we appreciate the phone.
Pay attention to you.
I did it yesterday, too, but I did catch some of it. But my bad. I thought
you're good. You're good.
Frank, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Frank there with, see, he gets it. Bring Anthony Davis in, trade Joel Embiid, and entice LeBron James.
Enticing.
Entice him. Get him. Let's go to James Delaware. What's up, James?
Hey, hello, everyone.
Hey, what's going
James?
On,
James?
Hi. Joe, I actually have an easiest way to entice LeBron in Sixers.
Okay.
So what do you do is, my plan is better than yours, Joe. What do you do is, you trade for his son. Bring his son, how much his son is going to cost? Maybe two second round?
Yeah, that's about
we
right.
We trade him here. Mm-hmm. We kidnap him and we say, we hold him hostage. We say, LeBron, come get your son. When he get here, he say, please, play for us. That's it. That's the easiest way to bring LeBron in.
You know, James, I like this a lot. I like this a lot. We trade for Bronny James.
We have your son.
Yes. If you want him, come and get him.
And number two, Joe, Anthony Davis, the idea for Anthony Davis, I'm against that because Embiid is a better player than Anthony Davis if he's healthy. The idea of bringing Anthony Davis, I don't want a circus. And the number three is LeBron might come out and say, I'm not holding on line. I'm hanging up. He might retire. And all these talks just, out the window.
He's not
going to
retire. I don't think he's going to
retire. So we don't know what he's going to.
No, I don't think you're going to retire.
I'm just.
No, we recklessly speculating. I respect it. We recklessly speculating. Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, I'm just usually speculating instead of regularly.
That's what Hugh does every day. James, this is the place. If you want to recklessly speculate, you found the right place. James, what is the answer to Hugh's clues? Who's he talking about today?
Boom, boom, Mancini.
Boom, boom, no.
Who?
He said Ray Mancini.
That's not it. James, good phone call. I like James a lot.
That was his way of saying he wasn't participating in the festivities.
So what are we feeling now? That's 12-16.
I feel good.
Okay.
I bet you do, buddy.
I am so confident in my Hughes clues. I mean, I am. I can't help it. Like, people are working. They get passes because people are working. They're not paying attention. Some people aren't, so I'll give them pass.
Yeah, but what about everybody else? No pass? No pass for any of that? No. All right, let's go to Sean in the Northeast. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh. How are you guys doing today?
What's up, buddy?
So, main thing I want to talk about was Mattingly. Mm-hmm. Just the outright disrespect of him already not being the permanent manager. But I did want to touch upon Jalen Carter. I do not think he's overrated. Just the impact he's made on this Philadelphia team since he got here is undeniable. You know, he clearly helped us win that Super Bowl. I feel like we should just pay that man, even if he is the highest paid defensive player in the league.
So, Sean, before you go on, does it concern not – look, I want to keep him. If, like, when push comes to shove, I'd rather have him than not. And I think he's a little bit overrated. But does it concern you that sometimes he's great and other times, you know, these people that watch film are saying he gets pushed around by average players?
It does, but after just seeing how he was in the playoffs and when we did win the Super Bowl, his impact is there. His impact is there. You know, we need to keep this guy, no matter how much the cost is.
You know what it is? I could hear it when you say it, and I think for a lot of people that feel this way, it's his ceiling, right? Like, this, we've seen the ceiling. It's awesome.
That's basically when he's rated at three, that's basically what they're talking about.
His ceiling, right? Yeah. Like, if he's at his best, he's that good. It's just how often do we get his best? All right, Sean, what do you think about Mattingly?
So Mattingly, like I said, I feel like it's already disrespectful. We haven't signed him for a permanent manager already. You know, Cora is a great coach, don't get me wrong, but Mattingly, he's a legend in the MLB. The players clearly respect him. The offense clearly improved since he's taken over. Honestly, my question for you guys is, what more can this guy do to make it just undeniable?
So that's a good question. So I actually think it's really just going to come down to the postseason because they've been a playoff team every year anyway, right? It's the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, so that's not the criteria.
Yeah, it's almost like they should be there. I think it's going to come down to the postseason, Sean. To me, if they get to the NLCS, and then he's locked in. Anything less than that, I think it's up in the air. Even though we might want him and we might think he deserves it, I think it's up in the air. Sean, what do you got for Hugh's clues? What's the answer today?
All right, so I heard an X-Men answer earlier. It got close, but I think the answer today is Halle Berry.
You nailed it. You nailed it, Sean. Man.
See, these clues aren't that hard. They're really not.
Good job.
Sean, you're headed to the HBCU Swingman Classic. Congratulations. Halle Berry. Yes. Now, she played multiple superheroes.
Yeah, she played Catwoman.
Yep.
I think she was in one of the John Wick movies, too. But she wasn't a superhero, but she was a hero. Action hero.
When you landed on this as the Hughes clues today, we looked up. Halle Berry's almost 60 now.
Yeah, we were talking about it because we got here. because I guess Stacey Dash was thirst trapping. But we weren't about to talk about Stacey Dash.
You know? You just did.
Look, look, controversial. So that was
nice job. Yep.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I forgot. No, I was supposed to lead.
Loose lips, Douglas. Back. Good job. Good job.
So we pivot. We did a pivot.
You are the worst.
Hey, Kyle. You know how when you careened down that road and you hit that slippery piece of ice? And it's just like at this point.
You are that slippery piece of ice.
At this point, Joe, you just got to be like, oh, hell. Well, we just hope for the best. We're just hoping. At this point, we're just hoping for the best.
I'm not sure I'm going to recover from that one. I mean, we haven't had one of those since the originating Loose Lips Douglas when he just jumped on the air. Now, at least that one, it was, hey, keep this here. 10 minutes later, you ran to the air with it. This one, at least it was 2.5 hours later. Enough time has passed, so. Anyway, we got to Halle Berry.
I know. Blue Jeans off like, gosh darn it. What the hell?
I did like the Ohio clue as the second one because she was Miss Ohio 1986.
Yeah, she was. And I had a big old crush. I was kind of mad because one of my favorite artists, like Van Hunt, he's not mainstream, but he's really good. They've been dating for a while.
I mean, who didn't have a crush on Halle Berry,
yeah,
though?
Yeah. 60. She's holding it down for 60, yes.
You still have a chance, though. I mean,
they've been together. I think they're about to get married. They've been locked in for a while.
Well, I mean, listen, shoot or shoot, you got to.
Yeah, listen. You know, them shots, they've been clanging. Clang. We still shooting, though.
Listen, you get right back in the gym.
We still shooting.
Just get
we
back in that gym. Hugh, what's the worst that happens?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, I guess.
94 WIP breaking news.
The Ducks have matched Leo Carlson.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's
they did
a
this
bummer.
On purpose.
I thought when you hit the breaking news, I thought it was either.
Yeah, you thought we traded Embiid for AD and got LeBron here?
Yes, or Leo Carlson. And I felt if it was Leo, probably wasn't great news. All right, so the Ducks are matching the Leo Carlson offer. He's not going to be a Flyer. Now, this morning we were hearing and seeing that the Ducks were trying to make some deals, maybe to move money around. They probably have their. I didn't mean to make a joke. They probably have their ducks in a row, right? They're ready to go.
Just
match it.
Where's the laugh track?
Do we have the Aaron laugh track? It just came to my. I didn't plan it.
No, it's fine.
Here's the thing. It's a bummer. It is a bummer. Is there anything else the Flyers could do? And we're gonna have Broads on at one to react to the bummer. Was this kind of the big thing? And now we kind of go back to where they were a week ago.
So I mean, Dylan Larkin's out there. There's another guy on the Blue Jackets. They could there are players they could go after.
Okay. But not to the level.
Not to that caliber.
I mean, this one would have been like all-time Flyers signing.
But I do think, even though it's not happening, it did signal something to me. Like they're in. They may say
win mode now.
Yeah,
I mean win now mode.
Exactly.
Win mode. Now.
Win mode. Now. Yeah. Now win
now,
mode.
Win mode now. Yeah, whatever. That.
They may say, "Hey, it might take a step back next year. Long-term stuff. Okay." When you make an offer like they did for Carlson, you're at least entertaining the idea of if this track works, we're going for it. So I appreciate that Danny Breer went for it. Ducks matched, and we are not getting him. So there's the breaking news. Broads will join us at 1 o'clock to talk more about it. 215-592-9494. You can react to that. LeBron AD stuff. Don Mattingly, gut feeling, do you think he's a lock to be the Phillies manager next year? And coming up, Jim Bowditt said something about Zach Wheeler's All-Star snub that I found interesting, and I agree with that. We said this on Monday when the team came out. I think baseball got it wrong from a certain perspective. Bowden's on it. We'll hit it next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yeah, I do kind of feel that way, though. We're taking two L's this year. Will it be a third?
Yeah.
215.
It's just a matter of time.
I like you throwing the number out there. I need a day of solo Hugh hosting the show.
No, you don't.
Well, we kind of almost got it last year. Remember?
Everybody does.
It was late last August, and I was out and Kyle was out. And that was when Hugh, I forget, who were you with?
That's right.
TK, maybe?
I think so.
And then someone was producing, obviously.
I can't remember. Sure.
But I remember you put up a post like that. Kyle and Joe both are out. I'm in charge today.
Oh, that's right. And he's
it was the furry day.
That's right.
It was what?
Convention day.
Convention day.
Yep. And I looked and I was like, oh no, what is going on?
Oh, I saw it. And then I muted the whole conversation. I left.
Devices.
Not responsible for whatever goes on there today. All right, you know who is responsible for the All-Star Game? Major League Baseball. And they screwed this thing up, obviously. Can we hear Jim Bowden talking about Zach Wheeler not making the All-Star Game? And really where he thinks maybe this whole thing started to go wrong for Wheeler and baseball.
If Harper's a legend pick, why isn't Zach Wheeler a legend pick ahead of Harper? Wheeler's going to the Hall of Fame like Harper is. Like, I didn't understand Harper and Lizardo ahead of Wheeler even, and they're Phillies. But find a way. The game's in Philadelphia. Baseball knew last year to put Jacob Mizorowski on the All-Star game, even though he hadn't pitched enough to be there. We all get why. The game's in Philly. Zach Wheeler has to be on this team. Find a way to put him on. So I don't know how you do it, but, you know, in the best interest of baseball clause or whatever you want to do, this is an exhibition game. Wheeler has to be on it. And Wroblewski deserves to be on it, to be honest.
So, Hugh, I said, when we came in here Monday, right, and the Sunday was, or over the weekend, they announced the All-Star team. I said Monday, you know, when you really think about it, Wheeler makes more sense as the legend pick than Harper.
Yes, that's what
I thought. Harper just, his stats say he should go anyway. Why did they use that on Harper when they could have used that on Wheeler? Hugh, it makes no sense, and I'm glad you bounced at it, because if you're thinking about the spirit of the legend pick, a guy close to the end of his career, it's Zach Wheeler, not Bryce Harper.
Joe, that was the reason why when I talked about it, and Kyle had that great take that he had Monday that I kind of took it and ran with it, is because
we're doing this again.
When you think about it, like, but think about it. You're in that locker room. You're Zach Wheeler. Mm-hmm. You're in the locker room. The first person you hear called out for the Legends pick is Bryce Harper. Okay, that's fine. Bryce's been playing a long time, but Bryce is going to be in the game for at least 6 to 7 more seasons. I've made it abundantly clear that I don't plan on being here that long. Maybe 2 to 3 years at the most. I've said that. That has come out of my mouth. I'm channeling my inner Zach Wheeler now. And I bust my ass to come back from something that a whole lot of people haven't come back from. Mm-hmm. And I can make an argument that I'm the second best. I can make an argument I'm the first best pitcher on this team right now.
Absolutely.
The way that I've been pitching, coming back this late in the game. So you got that going. So I'm not mad about that. But I'm looking at it kind of sideways. So I'm like, hell, that could have been me. But then to add insult to injury, and it's no fault of his own, you add Jesus Luzardo to the game. Now, he's decent. He ain't me. He's not me. He's not. He hasn't battled back the way that I have. He doesn't have the resume that I have. I feel some kind of way about that. And I'm going to let it be known. And we also know that baseball has made, you know, they've catered to certain individuals in situations like this. Who did they just cater to? Verlander.
Justin Verlander.
They just catered to him. And basically going to give him his day. You can't do that for me? Yeah, I feel some kind of way.
I just think that, look, there's a lot of things that are wrong with this, right? The rule, the Sunday rule, and then Wheeler said he would pitch, and like, it just feels like everyone's in the dark on what they actually should do to put this All-Star team together. It shouldn't be this hard. Like, just pick the most deserving players, and then if some of them start to say, well, I can't go because I pitched on Sunday, then knock them off and put their replacements in. Like, it shouldn't be rocket science. But the first issue was, they didn't take the most deserving legendary player. That's the problem. If you were at an impasse, you're like, uh-oh, who do I put on the team? Zach Wheeler fits the criteria of legend status. He's older. He's got less time left, as she was saying. And the game is here.
Yeah.
And he wants to go.
That was my whole point. And him and his agent feel some kind of way about it because of how hard he's worked. How old is Zach? About 30, what, 40, 41?
No, he's younger than that. 30, 36,
but
maybe?
But the point is, he's already said
he's not going to pitch until his 40s.
The point is this. He worked his ass off to get to this point,
yep.
And he's pitching extremely well. And you overlook him because you want to let Bryce Harper, and I'm just picking him because, you know, he's the legend pick. You let him roll out the Scepter pack and you know, take a picture on top of the bus because he's good for baseball.
I have a dumb question, but one I just thought of. Do you think the legend pick, can you get that multiple times in your career, or should you only be able to get it once? Because I can make a case 5 or 6 years from now when Bryce is towards the end, right?
He'll get it again.
He'll probably get it again. Bryce fits it like Verlander. Obviously, Bryce will probably be a Hall of Famer one day. So like when Bryce is old and limping to 500 home runs at the end, they're probably going to give him a legend pick one day, and I think you should only get legend pick once in your career. That should be the rule.
Yeah, but you know, it's probably one of those things where Major League Baseball said, well, okay, we got to get some Phillies in. Who is the Philly that we can't do without in
Bryce.
The All-Star game?
They thought Bryce.
I mean, and that's kind of what it feels like. And I mean, I get that. And I'm not hating on Bryce because I get what he means to the game. But it feels, the one, and again, it's not his fault, but the one is the slap in the face, the slap across the lips is the Luzardo one. Like after he made the statement that he made, that
led us to Rudy Rudiger talk yesterday.
It wasn't Rudy.
It was Rudy.
You diminished it to that. It was not that. And it's tough. But like you said, if baseball, if they wanted him there, they could figure it out.
Well, they should. I mean, and they still have time to figure this out. By the way, I did mention earlier we're waiting on the home run derby. Finalizing the list, and will Schwarber and or Harper be in it? I did see Jordan Walker of the Cardinals is officially in. So I think we have now 5 of the 8 spots locked in. Hugh, I think it's going to be, if they both say yes, I think they're both going to do it. I think we're going to have teammates in the home run derby.
Who you got your money on?
Who's going to win? Schwarber.
Yeah.
Schwarber. I mean,
got 32 of them things.
I know. Another one last night. 215-592-9494. Also, if you just hopped in a few minutes ago, we got the breaking news. Leo Carlson, the Ducks are matching the offer. So the Flyers will not be landing the center from Anaheim. He is staying there. They're matching the $18 million year offer that the Flyers put out. Will in the Northeast is up. Will!
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up?
I just want to say for Donnie, I think he's earning it. I believe if you bring the missing pieces in that we need for the Phils, I think he'll be able to manage and get us where we need to go, man. I think because what he's managing right now, we're playing pretty good. So if we get them 3 missing pieces, man, I believe we can make a good run. And do I think he should take the contract? He's more interactive with the players. He see what needs to be done. He fits here to me. He fits in Philly, man.
I agree.
I like him as a manager, and I think they should go ahead and let this man go ahead and do what he's going to do. I want to also say about Embiid. Mm-hmm. Embiid, man, listen, I wouldn't trade you for no Anthony Davis. Nah, you could keep him, right? You are man, right? You are team leader, but you got to start to play like it, man. That's the thing, man. You still a leader, but you're not playing like him. What we need you to do is get in shape and go down in that post this season, man. You got to do something different, man. We don't need you shooting threes. We got shooters now. We need you in that post, man. Get bulked up, whatever you got to do, and get ready for being in the post this whole season, man. That's what we're missing. And I just want to say, with this LeBron James, I like lollipops, but I ain't no sucker, man. Listen, you got to make up your mind. Either you going to come or you going to go wherever you going to go. That's not you 14 or something? Are you 14 years old, man? Like, come on, make the choice. The right choice. Philadelphia, baby. The next biggest city that you can go to that got the players and got everything you need to finish your career off or continue your career. We need you. We want you here. But guess what? We don't need you here. But if you come here, guess what? You're going to win one. We're Philadelphia, baby. We need another player. You didn't miss the league. And guess what? You will make a difference. But if you don't want to come, then guess what? We'll see you in the championship, baby. Because guess what? We're taking everybody under who wants to go against Philly. So let me just say this, man. I just want LeBron to know, listen, it's the winner, baby. That's what you want to be, a winner. And Philadelphia, we're building that team to win. So go on the coach. And guess what? Go ahead and be on that Houston team when we see y'all in the championship. And B, I need you to come correct this season, bro. This point out to you, man. You the missing link. We need you to come through for us. It's been 11 seasons. We've got the student around you. We've got the team around you. Now it's all been up to you to produce this season, man. We need you. Listen, all this. This is Jalen Brown's team. This is Master team. This is good team. You got to show us the team. We need through the pump, too. Play in that pump and dominate. Be the best center so everybody knows you are. But you got to know it. Let's go, D. Get in shape and kick the ass this season. All right, baby. You know Philly Rock, baby.
Love it, Will. You know, the return of Will to the status he's at right now, it's one of the great comebacks in sports history. I mean, Will was a
big...
It
is. He had the yips big time. I mean, it was one of the biggest cases of the yips I can remember.
Does it give you hope that Trey Turner can get better on defense?
No.
Okay. I tried. I tried. Doesn't give me much hope for Trey.
You gave it your best effort,
but a great job by Will. All right, let's go to George in Drexel Hill. I like this topic on the board. Joe has no clue what he's talking about Jalen Carter. Let's talk to George in Drexel Hill. George.
Joe, I got something to tell you. You put this up to the fans. Would you rather have Fletcher Cox? I love Fletcher Cox. I thought there was no one better than him until I saw Carter. For three, let me tell you something. Carter doesn't excel in that L.A. Rams game. We don't win a Super Bowl. That's how good he is.
So, George, I agree with you, but I can make the same case that if Nelson Agholor doesn't have 9 catches, we don't win the first Super Bowl. Like, sometimes guys have great games. It doesn't mean that's always who they are. And if your question is who I'd rather have, Fletcher Cox or Jalen Carter, Fletcher. Fletcher was a more...
You're wrong. Definitely wrong. You're not a Philly fan, Joe.
Nope.
George, you're not a Philly fan.
Who was the more consistent player? Who was the more consistent player, George?
You're not a Philly fan,
who
Joe.
Who was the more consistent player, George? George, you know who was the more consistent player.
I guess you don't like our number one quarterback, Hurst, either, do you?
Ooh, got him.
We're on to Jalen Hurts or we're on to Jalen Carter?
I guess you don't like him either. That's how much a Philly fan you're not.
All right, George. George, you didn't give me an answer. Who's the more consistent player, Fletcher or Carter?
3 years. I'll take Carter.
Okay.
What he does, I saw brilliant so bad, it's unbelievable. Carter's played steady, but this guy got great. This guy's going to be great. When we need him, he's going to be there. And we're going to win championships with this guy.
Was he there last year when they needed him? Year when they needed him? Or did he play like crap last year?
Wait a minute. He's been playing hurt. You don't know how bad he was with shoulders.
George, I already went there, George.
How dare you.
But that is part of it, his durability. Fletcher was a very durable player for 12 years.
Right. Anyone could be playing steady like that and being watch out this, watch out that. Joe Carter went into everything.
I like how you're coming after me, and you're disrespecting Fletcher Cox. Fletcher Cox was an awesome player.
Not very Philly fan of you, George.
No, I'm not. You even go there, Joe.
You
That's a cop
George,
out. What
you
doing?
Are.
No,
cop out.
No, it's not.
I asked you a question. You didn't answer. You're diminishing, George, how great of a player Fletcher was for the Eagles for all those years.
No. He was great. Same thing. Reggie was great, too. I'm not dismissing Reggie either.
Well, Reggie's better than all these
guys. This guy has a chance of being a one of the greatest linemen we ever had.
George, I agree with that. I didn't say he doesn't have a great ceiling. I said, as of today, he hasn't done as much as we'd say he's done. He's had one great year.
He's a baby still. He's a baby bulldog. Joe. Give this guy time.
Give him time.
This guy's going to be the best.
I hope you're right, George. I like your call. I want more George from Drexel Hill calls.
Need more George.
He's awesome.
That was great.
I mean, completely diminished how good Fletcher was.
Came right at your neck.
I know.
Immediately.
I guess he told you.
Yep. But he did diminish Fletcher. I mean, let's not pretend he did.
Of course he did.
I mean, he just waved him off as he was some player.
Yeah.
That's not true. Is that the biggest Jalen Carter fan we've heard from?
So far.
Gotta be.
Top that.
He's a baby.
Dude, cooked you.
Baby bulldog.
Yeah, it was a lot.
I bet you don't even like Jalen Hurts.
I see you didn't answer that. You stayed away from that.
Well, because then.
Smart man.
A different can of worms.
We got to go down that path.
We'll have conversations about Jalen again, and George can call that day.
Yeah.
And yell at Joe.
I did look to see when the ESPN top 10 quarterback list is coming out. That's Sunday.
Well, I can't wait.
You're just waiting.
We'll have that for Monday.
Is he on it?
No.
It would be 1 week closer to football.
Do you think Jalen will be rated on the ESPN list, like the ones we're talking about, as a top 10 quarterback entering the season?
Will he be? I mean,
on the list or like the quarterback list? Well, that's what you're talking about. We're not talking about.
Well, here's what they do:
100 players. We're talking about the top 10 quarterbacks.
So they do an honorable mention. So there's people like let me pull up the defensive tackle one. Right. So we went through the top 10. Right. It's Jalen Carter at 3. Milton was number 9. Jordan Davis was number 10. They do have though, like it's like the also receiving votes section. Honorable mention, they had Byron Murphy, DeForest Buckner, Vita Vea. So that's 3 more. Then they had also receiving votes. Cam Hayward, Kobe Turner, Osa Digizuwa, Kenny Clark, David Onometa. So that is what? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So they listed 18 names for the defensive tackles. 1 through 10, honorable mention, and then the also receiving votes. So based on that, when the quarterback list comes out, where do you see Jalen Hurts? 1 through 10. Honorable mention, or the also receiving votes, or not there at all. I think he's going to be an also receiving votes.
I'm gonna say honorable mention. He didn't play well last year, but the offense didn't play well last year. So I'm gonna say honorable mention. Jalen's an anomaly. So I'll even probably say 10 on the top 10 list. I'll go 10 on the top 10 list. He's an anomaly, man, because just like when we were talking to Dan Orlovsky about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, talking about how what you see and what he is don't match up. And that's a fact. And that's the one truism in the NFL. You win in games, man. He wins games.
Yes.
He wins games. It might not look pretty, but he's winning football games. And he's clutch when he has to be.
Let's go to Cowboy Jim, who's up next on WIP. Cowboy Jim?
Joe, now that you're a non-Philadelphia sports fan, that means we can hang out now.
No. I mean, if you want to hang out with someone here, you could offer Hugh some more booze and bring nice-looking women, and he'll do that.
Of the chocolate nature.
Well, the next time you have, that's coming. It's coming. If he gets on my flight, he'll be well taken care of.
All right, what do you got for us today, Cowboy Jim?
All right, listen, I hate the NBA. We're talking about a 41-year-old man coming to the Sixers. Okay, like he's just a name now. He's lost many steps. But, you know, although WIP will talk about him 24/7, Kyle will be the first one to go out and get a Sixers LeBron jersey. We all know that. And by the way, Kyle should have a punishment. If LeBron does come to the Sixers, what punishment should we give Kyle, who guaranteed that he's not going?
Oh, I do like this idea. Hugh, what do you think? A punishment. So Kyle did guarantee LeBron's not coming. We come up with a punishment for Kyle. I mean, there's a lot of options, right? A LeBron tattoo is one option. We can go down the tattoo route.
We getting Kyle tattoo?
He could have to maybe come on home, shave his head, and then maybe have 23 written on there. I mean, we could, Jim, figure something out here.
I think shave his mustache and put a tattoo mustache on. I think we should do that. Listen, I think why did the Phillies sign Mattingly? I mean, like, they may not even make the playoffs. The Marlins could make the playoffs. So why would you – I mean, he's asking for it now because they may not even make the playoffs. So why would they sign him? So – and it won't be baseball next year. So – and it might be a whole different team in 2028. It's just – that's what I'm thinking. What do you think?
Well, maybe. And, Jim, I still think deep down – and, Jim, good phone call, man. I still think deep down that Dombrowski wants Cora. And I just think that's hovering over all this until the Phillies either – make it really deep in the playoffs or Cora goes somewhere else. I just think it's going to just sit there until one of those two things happens. As far as the punishment for Kyle, you know, that might have been Cowboy Jim's first good idea. He thinks there should be a punishment for Kyle, who guaranteed the Sixers would not get LeBron if they do get LeBron.
You know, I'd be worried about what this punishment is if I was worried about the guarantee going the other way.
Okay, so he threw out the idea of maybe shaving the mustache.
Okay.
Maybe number 23 on your head, maybe carved in a little bit there. Okay. Something. I mean, we'll figure something
out. That's fine.
I don't know if I'll do the head thing because we don't, you know, I mean, you're still a young man, but we don't know how that hair grown.
Here's the thing, Hugh.
You know what I mean?
not worried. LeBron's not coming here. That's fine.
Well, you get to an age, man, where you don't take penitentiary chances.
I will jump into the river if LeBron comes
no,
here.
No, we don't want you to do that either.
Okay. Swim across the Schuylkill.
Ooh, that'd be so nasty.
Yeah. Blue Jeans is going to have a stroke over that one. That one's not going to go over.
No, well, don't worry, guys. LeBron's not coming here, so it's okay.
Then the last time we talked about going across the Schuylkill, it was frozen, right? We talked about
walking across it, yeah.
Yeah, I was talking about that because I don't want my big ass across school. No, it ain't about to happen.
It's a little different if Kyle tries to jump across.
He ain't walking across school.
A little lighter on his feet, you would think. Let's go to Damon and Delco. What's up, Damon?
Yo, good afternoon, fellas.
What's up,
Damon?
Hey, not much, man, not much. Hey, Kyle was hacking me, man, on the other line. So for his punishment, you got to be quiet when Carlos called up there. He can't be getting on people trying to change their mind and all that.
What was that? What was that, Damon? Oh, I'm sorry. We lost you for a second there. That's crazy.
Poor Damon.
You were saying, Damon? Damon, you there?
Did we lose Damon? Oh, there he is. He's back. He's back. Damon?
No, I'm here.
Okay. We couldn't hear you. We're back.
Y'all hear me? Okay. All right. Oh, I'm sorry, man. So listen, like I was saying, Kyle, punishment should be basically being quiet on the other line when all the callers call in. Instead of him trying to get everybody to change their mind and things of that sort, his punishment, he got to be quiet for the first 2 minutes. All you have to answer the call, hey, this is Kyle. Thanks for calling. We really appreciate your call. Hold one moment, please. You'll be next. We don't need the extra stuff.
You know,
Kyle,
Damon, I'm just
your punishment.
He can follow a script.
Just trying to help you make a better point over the air because sometimes you call with dumb things.
That ain't dumb, it's strong.
That's strong. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Some people need a little guidance. I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you, DeMond.
Should we print it out for him, DeMond? We print out his script like he's
and tape it on the wall.
Like he's a telemarketer. He just has to follow the script when he answers for you guys.
That's all. That's all he need to do. That's all he need to do. That's all. Now, in reference to my guy, Joel Embiid, right? Mm-hmm. I don't like him because he's always hurt. Mm-hmm. But this thing about Anthony Davis for him and then LeBron, if LeBron going to come, that's great. I want him to come. But if he needs AD to come with him, Embiid is better than and AD on any day, I say. He's really better than him. And health-wise, they about equal to me. They both hurt about the same amount of time. But I wouldn't take him over and be no. But
yeah, you know,
LeBron want to come.
Yeah, they are. Their health is similar. And DeMond, we appreciate the phone call, man. As always, I would guess that over the last 7 or 8 years, Davis has probably played more games. I don't know how many more. I would guess he's played more. I just think if it lures LeBron, I'm interested. Also, I think the way Anthony Davis plays at this stage of his career fits the team more than Embiid. I mean, Anthony Davis is a defensive player more than an offensive player, and Embiid has become more of an offensive player than a defense player. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up on the other side, we will talk to our guy, Broads. He's going to join us, who's hosting Afternoons this week. His reaction to the breaking news just a few minutes ago, Leo Carlson is headed back to Anaheim. The Ducks have matched the offer sheet. And his take on the LeBron thing, all coming up. Broads with us. I wish we were talking about how his hopes were up for Leo instead of getting dashed. Broads with us next. Your calls on it all. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. When it comes to new windows and doors, the product matters, but installation makes the difference. With Pella Windows and Doors, every installation is handled by Pella expert installers with precise measurements and expert craftsmanship that helps protect your home from drafts, leaks, and the elements for better energy efficiency. Right now, enjoy $250 off windows and $700 off doors, or 36 months, 0% APR. Call 877-98-PELLA to schedule your free in-home consultation, or at PellaPhilly.com.